culverts and blacktop. But we were looking for projects that if stimulus money was available, perhaps that might be something that we could take advantage of. The culvert up by Posey Bucks between there and Sarah Mellings was nothing that the select board came up with. It was something that was done by a state hydrology outfit. We also had the water guy in, Josh Carvalho, in, and he was the one that sized the culvert at 36 inches.
I'd just like to add to that what Bob said. A lot of these culverts and stuff that we replace, if they're fed by streams and other water sources and stuff, we can't just go and put any culvert in there. We have to have the state specs this out, and we have to meet state specs for all this stuff, especially if we want to get any funding to help us pay for it. And even though we often disagree maybe with them, we have to do what they want us to do and recommend.
I just have a hard time spending taxpayers' money, especially down at the town office. I know it's an old culvert. There is no water issue down there. I know you want to replace that and you want to drop that manhole. That manhole was not ever put in to take in water. It was put in to take the pipe from the West Road to the pipe going across the main road. It was never put in to take in water. That's what it was there for, to pick up dirt if there was dirt there. Mm-hmm. And as far as the one you're talking about up by Posebucks, I would love to go up with some state inspector and go through that, because you're spending taxpayers' money where it doesn't need to be done. You've already put the ditch in up above there, which is working fine. And I still have a hard time believing that the state said you need a 3-foot culvert there. I honestly think you should take the money and use it up toward between Jason Savini's house and where John Capon has his syrup thing there. That washes out every year, and yet that hasn't been touched at all. And if I'm going to put money, if I want money, my money spent, it should be spent up there. You did one side of the road. Do the other side of the road. Take care of that washout. And as far as where it washed out in front of Joe Black, if you put an 18-inch culvert in where that old one is at Jeff's house, that would take care of that problem too. And I don't think it, I honestly don't believe that it has anything to do with the state and all that other stuff. I just think that you're blowing smoke here somewhere. But
another thing we're working on doing, Dick, is we're putting together a culvert inventory so we can prioritize what culverts need to be replaced and all that.
And the last culvert inventory was done by the Regional Planning Commission on a grant, and we are required to update that culvert inventory.
That's all fine, and every grant that you get only covers part of what it's going to pay. The rest of it comes out of our pockets.
Right.
So I think they should really look at where it really needs to be done, instead of just going ahead because you've got a grant to go ahead and say, let's tear this up and put a new one in. Because the money, if it's not being used in a proper spot, then it's just, you're wasting our money.
Some of the grants can only be used for specific locations either. Like we have to be, some of them quite often they're for hydrologically connected roads. So we have to do certain sections. There's a lot of stipulation on where we can use that money.
Okay. Well, appreciate
was there any other anybody else that had questions? Mr. Patrica, can you put your phone on mute, please? Was there?
I don't know how. I don't know how to do that. So I thank you for my time, and I'm glad you sort of listened to me, but I can't put it on mute. I don't know how to do that. So
it would just
I could do that.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. All right. Was there anybody else that had any questions for Bob and Nathan? All right, then we move on to the next article. And just, you know, as far as comments on any of these, just remember, you get to vote on these tomorrow. So Article 5, shall the voters appropriate $48,550 to the Ira Volunteer Fire Department to provide services to the residents of Ira?
Article 4.
What?
Mayor, you need to back up to Article 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Turn the page too quick. All right, let's back up to Article 4. And that's, shall the voters appropriate $11,520 to be raised by taxes for the Rutland County Sheriff's Department, in addition to the $12,000 included in the general fund expenditures in Article 3 above, for a total of $23,520. Any questions, or is there anyone that would like to speak to the Sheriff's Department? Have any questions about this?
Did she see me?
I see Bob waving his hand.
I don't believe there's any representative from the Sheriff's Patrol on tonight. This number is up a little bit due to increases. But they're giving us 10 hours a week, along with Danby, Timoth, and Middletown Springs, four towns. And they seem to be active around town. I know they've worked very hard the last couple of months over on Blue Star Lane and in Bird's Eye, trying to get things under control over there. And there seems to be plenty of activity going on.
Any other questions?
Hi, this is Janet Porter. I'm on the North Ira side, and I'm Janet, calling about Blue Star Lane.
Okay. And your question, or did you have a comment, Janet?
I realize that you do have patrol over here, but this corner where that accident happened last year, where that girl got killed on the motorcycle, they're still speeding through here. I don't know if there's something that can be done. I mean, you can't even cross the road and have the fear of a car coming by and getting out of the road in time from being hit. It's a dangerous corner in this S turn here. And there's, last week with the snow that came down, there was a car that came really fast around the corner and ended up in front of our neighbor's house on the opposite side of the road. And luckily there was no cars coming. It's just a speedway through here. Something has to be done, or somebody else is going to get hurt or killed, because it's just a dangerous corner. And a lot of older people live around here, and I've seen people walking out here, and I even tell them, don't walk on this road, it's too dangerous. And I just want to ask if there's something that can be done to slow the traffic down on this road. I know you said the sheriff is out here, but we don't have anybody at night, and in the summertime, especially in the summertime, they are flying on this corner, and it's these smaller, the crotch rockets, I guess that's what they call them. And they're moving real fast. And I'm so afraid that it's going to happen again, like what happened last May when that girl was killed on this corner. So I'm asking if there's something that we can do on this road. I know you have sheriffs present, but when you have the sheriffs, they're here in the daytime. We need some patrolling at night.
Thank you. Bob or Nathan, is that anything that we can specifically request?
I talked to Janet today on the phone and talked to the Sheriff's Patrol Justin Cram, the officer that services the valley here, and asked him to see if he could get in some nighttime patrols. But it's tough because we don't have that many hours a week.
Thank you.
Is there any way of doing some type of a caution light to alert drivers coming on into this corner as into an S turn to slow down?
Well, it's a state highway. I could call the Castleton District and review it with them.
Yeah, we have many times we have squealing tires on this corner, and then I've heard them hit out there on the guardrails, and I just fear that there's going to be somebody out there on that side of that road and they're going to get hit. I mean, my husband crossed the road last year and almost had to go over the guardrail because of somebody coming around this corner. It's dangerous, and I'm asking to get some help over here.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Can you mute your phone, though, because we're getting some background noise?
How do I mute?
Star 6.
Star 6. Okay, thank you. I will do that.
Okay, we have a couple other questions. I see Ben or Madeline first, and then Catherine.
I always remember to turn the microphone on. So it's Madeline. Just a quick question on the sheriff. So I haven't seen him out as much here on Route 133, but now that knowing that they're up in North Ira, that kind of answers that question. So just wondering if they're getting more patrols out around the back, you know, the West Road and even Bird's Eye and that kind of places, I guess. So that was it.
When their bills come in on a monthly basis, they write down each time where they've been patrolling.
Thank you, Madeline. Catherine? Khaki? You need to unmute your speaker.
I can only say ditto to what Janet was saying, and it's, you know, I'm on that corner here. The cars come around here so fast. The sheriff sits down at the church. It doesn't slow anyone down here. There's a lot of people walking here. It's really treacherous. I'd like to see one of those blinking lights put it down here to sort of remind people that they're going 50 miles an hour around the corner here, because they're going so fast. And we all have to get out and walk, and we're taking our life in our hands. We're all wearing vests, you know, to say, hey, we're here, but it's really dangerous. It's a very dangerous road, and I don't think the sheriff slows anyone down too much here. It doesn't look like there's a lot of fine money coming in. I think something else has to be done. I don't know if you can put some kind of a blinking warning light up in the corner, you know, on the corner by the crossroad. Say, people slow down, because, you know, we've almost been hit so many times here. And really concerned. I'm surprised we're still alive, but we are. So that's all I have to say. I'd like to see something more done also.
Okay, thank you. So now I go on to Article 5, right? Unless there's any other questions on the sheriff. Okay, Article 5. Shall the voters appropriate $48,550 to the Ira Volunteer Fire Department to provide services to the residents of Ira? Is there anyone that would like to speak to the fire department? talk about or questions, comments?
We're here. How are you all?
There they are.
We're here. So we've got a few things that we have to deal with as the fire department in general. And this year we took the opportunity in 2021 to capitalize on, you know, we bought some self-contained breathing apparatus. It was a two-year wait in order to get a good purchase on that. We saved about $8,000. We reflected that in our budget this year. Another thing that's in this coming year's budget is $3,000 for engineering purposes. We, town has made some more progress on town garage, joint fire department. Is this an opportunity to have one facility, two facilities on a common piece of property? We make improvements at the town garage, and we, what does the fire department do for the necessary improvements here? So there's engineering money that's allocated in this coming fiscal year for that, for the fire department, out of the fire department budget. We are looking at a couple of real things. The facility's been great since 1976. One of the things is the floor in here is not really, well, it's not strong enough concrete anymore to handle the weight of the trucks from back in 1976. It served well, but we're starting to see cracks in the floors. As we look at future equipment, this will just continue to be harder on the concrete floor on the slab that's poured here. Another thing is any equipment that we have right now, we're at the max height on equipment. If we were to have another piece of equipment come through with a 3-inch high light bar that's 3 inches higher than what we currently have, we have to deflate the tires in order to get it in the door. it's a little impractical for that. So facility itself is not tall enough. Another thing that happened, not in Irene, but in a previous wave of the state evaluating the waterways in the state, is a third of this building, a third to 45% of this building sits in a floodplain. Means we essentially can't do anything more with that, or you have to go through waivers and you deal with Montpelier bureaucracy to try and do something greater with the building we have. So there's why we intend to have the engineering in. What can we do here? What's necessary for the long range outlook? I talked about the air packs was a great thing. We saved money there. You can look at our budget. One of the things that when we look at building and repairs, most of all that is material costs. I can't say that there's not been some times where we've had to have somebody come in, but 90% of the time, all the labor is the volunteers, the fire department here. Whether it's painting the building, putting up new siding where it needs to be done, trim, installing the heat exchanger to save on the heat costs. So when you see that in the budget, that's really basically materials cost, and we're not hiring out the labor. Labor's getting done by the crew that's here. In general, that's all of it in a nutshell. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Any questions? Not hearing any.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Remember to vote for them tomorrow.
We're always looking to recruit new folks to help us out and build the crew.
Great. Oh, there is a hand. I don't know if it's Ben or Madeline.
A little bit of difficulty there.
I think you have to unmute.
There we go. When are you coming home, dear?
About 5 minutes after the meeting. I'll bring you up.
Thank you. And then Article 6, shall the voters appropriate $15,000 to the Ira Volunteer Fire Department to go into the reserve fund for the purpose of replacing a fire truck? I think this is one that we've been doing for years, is aside for a new fire truck. Is there any question? Do you guys want to talk about that truck?
I can give you a little bit of insight. Both trucks are used. One is 45 years old, still has an open cab, which is kind of nice in the going out to the winter call, because you got the breeze coming right around the cab and pulling our hats off kind of thing. But in general, the equipment's good. As we see the equipment age, at some point we're going to get to a point where we're putting more money into repairs, and we're going to want to say based on the age of the equipment. And that's, you don't buy fire trucks based on their mileage, because they don't get a lot of mileage, but they do have a lot of equipment, and they do get to work when they are working. They're working to their max capacity. So that's a fund that we continue to grow. Fire trucks are not going to be inexpensive in the future. We've done well over the last two fire trucks that we've been able to purchase. And we're going to, part of the reason is having the fund in a kind of a semi-ready state is as we put out feelers for municipal fire departments that are going to retire a piece of equipment because they're in a situation where they have a municipality paying for their equipment and they upgrade every 5 to 10 years. We keep an ear down to the ground listening for the opportunity, the right opportunity, to be able to say we have the money to go, or we have sufficient amount of money to be, you know, 75% pay the bill. And that's general intent of the fund.
You'll see on the town report right now, currently there's 45,000 in that truck account. We've been doing it for 3 years. This next budget year, we'll actually have 60,000 in that account. So, yeah.
Four years at $60,000. That's probably about a half of what the next truck would cost. Just for order of magnitude.
The last one we bought was 120,000.
Okay.
That's pretty accurate. Of course, that was a few years ago. I think it was 2011 when we did that. So we're talking 10 years ago when we bought that truck. The other one's 1984. We bought that one in 2003. These guys pick on it because it's 45 years old, but I'm going to tell you, that's a really good truck.
So for those of you who think older is better, some of us think some of the older fire trucks are better too.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, any other questions for them? All right, well, we know we'll have a new fire truck someday. So Article 7, shall the voters appropriate $3,007 to the Rutland Free Library to provide services to the residents of Ira? Is there anybody that still serves on the library board that... Alan, do you want to say anything about the library? You need to unmute your microphone. We're not hearing you.
I couldn't find it. I think everybody's pretty familiar with all of the things that you can borrow from the library. There are movies. They've added a lot of digital things that you can borrow. There, you can borrow books. You can borrow audiobooks. You can borrow movies. There are free music downloads that you can do. You sign up for that, and all of this is available on the library website. One of the nicest benefits that we've added recently is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So any kids in preschool aged can get a free book every month sent out by the Dolly Parton Library. So if you know of any children in town that would be eligible for that, have them contact the library because it's an excellent benefit. They're really high quality books.
Nice.
And they're mailed directly to the child's home. Are there any questions about anything that the library does? Bob?
Are they coming on the building? I guess that they had some problems with it. What have they figured out to do about it?
So we were trying to negotiate with moving to the College of St. Joe Library, which would be a great move for people from Ira because it'd be better parking and it's closer to us. And it's a beautiful space, if any of you got to see it when we had open houses. But that, the way that was organized kind of fell through. Now the people that were supposedly going to buy it, Heartland Construction, they're out of the picture now. So it's up for grabs again. So I don't know what's going to happen. But it is a nice facility, but we'll just have to see. The old library has a lot of physical problems, the current library. So that was one reason why the library was considering moving. Are there any other questions? Okay, it's a great benefit.
Thank you, Alan. All right. Oh, there is another question. Ben or Matt?
So I was just thinking that I appreciate the library and I like using it from time to time, and I'd love to spend my personal money on the library, but perhaps some of these things like the library, if we all got together and did a fundraiser, we could do that instead of raising it through tax money. That's just my 2 cents for everybody.
Great idea. Thank you. All right. And on to Article 8. Shall the voters appropriate?
Apparently not.
Sorry. I have a bag of chew chips, and she's been constantly chewing one. So I thought she's probably had enough. Article 8. I'm sorry. Shall the voters appropriate $973 to the VNA and Hospice of the Southwest Region to provide home care and hospice services to the residents of Ira? Is there anyone that would like to speak to VNA and Hospice? Or any questions about this? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on right to Article 9. Shall the voters appropriate $300 to the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging to provide elder services to the residents of Ira? Is there anyone that would like to speak to this group, the Southwestern Vermont Council on Aging? Okay. Article 10, shall the voters appropriate $375 to the RSVP and Volunteer Center to provide services to the residents of Ira? Any questions or comments? Oh, Ellen Lloyd, I see a raised hand. Can you unmute? Ellen, you can go ahead. Ellen, did you have a question? We're not hearing. I see you have a raised hand, but I'm not hearing. Oh, I guess we. Right. All right. Article 11, shall the voters appropriate $250 to support the bird's eye view? Questions? Comments, anything? Okay, on to Article 12. Shall the voters appropriate $250 to support the Rutland County Parent Child Center to support integrated whole family services? Comments or questions about the Parent Child Center? That was the last of our articles. And I believe then that brings us to the end of their meeting. I don't know if our select board members have any last comments or questions for anyone, or anybody has questions for them. Otherwise, I guess we can adjourn, or do we need a motion to adjourn?
If there's nothing further, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
7:55.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just like to thank Mary and everyone for the participation tonight.
Yes, great. Thank you. And it was wonderful to see people on the screen. Hopefully next year we'll be able to see each other in person. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Can we throw in a plug for potluck on Saturday night at what time? 5 o'clock?
Is it this Saturday?
Yep.
This Saturday, 5 o'clock, the town hall.
Bring a dish.
Bring a dish. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.